As vote counting ended today, Lisa Murkowski is a little more than 1,000 votes ahead in her write-in campaign to keep her seat in the U.S. Senate. That total, 91,517 votes, includes ballots that have been credited to her but challenged by observers for Republican nominee Joe Miller. Without those challenged ballots, Murkowski still falls short of Miller as the division heads into its final days of counting with about 10,000 more ballots remaining. Murkowski is still getting 98% of the write-ins as they are counted. For the past 6 days, Lisa Murkowski has been getting 90% of those write-in votes unchallenged by Miller observers. If the trend continues, Murkowski will be solidly on top with tomorrow's totals. But the number and status of those challenged ballots is at the center of the issue, and either side is ready to claim victory or admit defeat, both saying they'll wait for the final numbers to come in. Miller spokesman Randy DeSoto says he still feels good about the results. He's looking at Murkowski's total votes without those that have been challenged by Miller observers.
We're still at a place where Senator Murkowski's overall numbers haven't crossed the threshold of our numbers that are not contested. So we're thinking when this is all over, it'll likely be that the difference between Joe's numbers and Senator Murkowski's will fall within the range of the contested ballots.
Murkowski's campaign staff is not giving the challenged ballots any serious consideration, however. Campaign manager Kevin Sweeney says the Division of Elections has determined that those challenged ballots should belong to Murkowski, and he's counting them too.
What we've been seeing is consistently 98% of those votes, according to the Division of Elections, are being credited to Lisa Murkowski. So when you take tonight's final count, you multiply it by 0.98, you get a pretty good idea of what the final picture is going to be. Lisa Murkowski will be beating Joe Miller by thousands of votes.
When the votes are all counted, DeSoto says a narrow vote margin will result in Miller asking the courts to make the determination. Sweeney says Murkowski's legal team is confident that Miller will have no success there.
The challenges right now are not simply misspellings, like they say. They say that they've been following the statute as they read it, that we're only looking at the misspellings. Well, that is not true. They've changed their standard throughout. They could change their standard tomorrow, and they could challenge every single ballot, and somehow they could say that that brings it all into question.
The counting will resume tomorrow at midday. The election is on track to be certified by November 29th, at which point any further legal action could begin.